the socialist inbox. Do you have something to say? Send your news, views and criticism in no more than 150 words to editors@socialistparty.org.uk, or if you're not online, Socialist Inbox, P.O. Box 24697, London E11, 1 Yard Privatized Cancer Care. Members of my cancer support group were recently offered a free trip to a cancer treatment center in Newport, 50 miles away, to see the first proton beam treatment set up in Wales. Basically a private hospital. But curious to see this latest treatment in action, a dozen of us put our names down. On the day, to our surprise, rather than the minibus we'd expected, transport was in full large private hire taxis. On arrival we were ushered into a large well-furnished lounge, welcomed by an affable management type, and provided with coffee, biscuits and a goodie bag with promotional pens etc. We were then taken on a tour. We were shown a chemotherapy suite, and a radiotherapy unit, but not the proton beam system we'd come to see. It turns out it hasn't been installed yet. The nearest we got to it was a video of large chunks of machinery being imported from Germany, driven along the M4, and put into a half-completed building. When it came down to it, we had been given a tour of an installation, just like we have in our NHS hospital in Swansea. Granted, the waiting rooms were more luxurious, the coffee better and the equipment perhaps a bit newer, but currently this private unit has nothing we don't have through the NHS. So what was the point of the trip, which must have cost something over £1,000? A few publicity shots of cancer patients? Or to demonstrate that, in the words of their glossy brochure, they could create a better future for cancer patients? Their services are provided to insured private patients, self-paying patients, and NHS patients, in that order. So, rather than have its own treatment centers, the NHS would pay private providers. In other words, another example of creeping privatization. I don't think any of us were convinced that comfy lounges and more spacious units would be any substitute for our bustling, sometimes overcrowded, sometimes a bit tatty round the edges, but free health service under our ownership and control. Jeff Jones, Swansea.